Welcome to The Brief from Verity for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Melissa Topshire with today's top stories. Hezbollah launches its deepest attack into Israel since the war began. Hezbollah executed a deep strike into Israel, intensifying the conflict started by Hamas' October 7th attack. The Israeli response to the drone strikes, which they intercepted, included retaliatory attacks, causing casualties in Lebanon. The UN has called for investigations into potential war crimes amid escalating violence. The pro-establishment narrative asserts that the U.S. and Israel are working to contain the conflict and maintain security while criticizing excessive actions. The pro-Israel narrative emphasizes defense against Iranian-backed aggression, asserting the necessity of robust military responses. The pro-Palestine narrative criticizes long-standing U.S. support for Israel and highlights humanitarian crises, questioning the alliance's morality. Another perspective portrays Hezbollah's actions as restrained resistance, emphasizing a defensive stance against Israeli aggression. The Russian deputy defense minister is detained on corruption charges. Russian Deputy Defense Minister Timur Ivanov has been arrested on charges of accepting a bribe worth over 1 million rubles. He could face up to 15 years in prison if convicted. Pro-establishment analysts criticize Putin for fostering a corrupt military environment by favoring loyalty over competence. Pro-Russia viewpoints defend Putin's record, highlighting his ongoing anti-corruption efforts, especially related to the military. SCOTUS hears the Idaho abortion law case. The Supreme Court reviewed Idaho's strict abortion ban against the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA, which mandates emergency medical care. Arguments focused on whether EMTALA covers abortions needed to protect a woman's health. The decision will clarify EMTALA's scope over state laws. The Democratic narrative emphasizes the need for SCOTUS to prioritize women's health and warns of potential healthcare provider shortages in restrictive states. The Republican narrative argues for the preservation of state rights to enforce abortion restrictions, claiming federal overreach in reinterpreting EMTALA. Despite the ban, the Biden campaign will keep using TikTok. Despite a new bill that could lead to a TikTok ban, President Biden's re-election campaign will continue using the platform to reach voters, citing the need to adapt to the, quote, fragmented media environment. The campaign is implementing enhanced security measures to address national security concerns linked to TikTok's Chinese ownership. Some critique the Biden campaign's continued use of TikTok as hypocritical, given the app's potential security risks. Others support the campaign's use of TikTok under current regulations, emphasizing proactive security measures. Amnesty International says the post-World War II global system is on the brink of collapse. Amnesty International warns that the post-1948 global order is nearing collapse, impacted by global conflicts and unchecked AI growth. Secretary General Agnes Callamard criticizes major powers like Russia and China for undermining shared values, highlighting the impact of conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine on global stability. Amnesty calls for urgent reforms, including changes to the UN Security Council and regulations on AI to protect human rights and maintain international order. Some observers emphasize the need for a just global order to prevent atrocities, while others suggest the old world order is evolving, requiring new strategies to manage emerging global tensions. 4 people are injured after military horses bolt in London. 5 military horses from the Household Cavalry Unit in London bolted, unseating 4 soldiers and injuring 5 people. The horses caused damage across several locations, including to vehicles. This rare incident led to non-life-threatening injuries for the soldiers, and all horses are now receiving veterinary care. Some people criticize the use of horses in ceremonial roles as abusive, while others view the incident as a freak accident, emphasizing the cultural significance of these traditions. Tennessee passes a bill allowing teachers to carry guns. The Tennessee House approved a bill permitting trained school staff to carry handguns, despite some Republican defections and protests. This legislation mandates a permit, background check, and 40 hours of training for armed staff who must keep their status confidential. The Democratic Perspective criticizes the bill, arguing it will make schools more dangerous and does not align with public opinion following recent school shootings. The Republican Perspective supports the bill, stating it will increase school safety by adding well-trained armed personnel as a deterrent and quick response to potential threats. A new report says almost 40% of the U.S. is exposed to air pollution. A report by the American Lung Association reveals nearly 40% of Americans face harmful air pollution levels. Despite long-term improvements, recent increases in ozone dust and wildfire smoke have worsened air quality. Cities in California, like Los Angeles and Bakersfield, are notably affected. The establishment critical narrative highlights the disproportionate impact on low-income and minority communities, demanding government action. The pro-establishment narrative supports ongoing governmental efforts to reduce emissions and calls for continued investments in air quality improvements. In Malaysia, 10 are dead after two Navy helicopters crash during rehearsal. Two Malaysian Navy helicopters collided during a rehearsal, resulting in the deaths of all 10 crew members and injuring a swimmer. The helicopters were preparing for a parade to celebrate the Royal Malaysian Navy's 90th anniversary at the Lumut Naval Base. Some viewpoints suggest waiting for the official investigation to understand the cause, emphasizing respect for the victims' families. Others point to prior incidents involving the helicopter model, suggesting safety oversights could have contributed to the tragedy. The FTC bans non-compete agreements, which could impact millions of workers. The FTC voted to ban non-compete clauses, potentially affecting 30 million workers by prohibiting such agreements for non-senior executives and limiting them for future executives. This move is aimed at increasing wages, fostering startups, and enhancing competition, but does not affect non-disclosure or confidentiality agreements. Implementing is pending and expected to face legal challenges. Some criticize non-compete clauses as anti-competitive, hindering workers' mobility and suppressing startup formation. Others defend non-competes as vital for business protection, viewing the FTC's action as an overreach lacking legal basis. And that was The Brief for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Melissa Topshire. Join me tomorrow for The Brief.